Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. Thank you. I'm excited to be here once again. It is so beautiful to be able to share and explore on this deep path of sacred sexuality. It's been so important to me in my life. So I'm excited and honored to be hosting and sharing. And each month we do a little bit of sinking in, a little meditating, centering breath, and a little bit on discussion, education, awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that many of us just don't get that chance to openly explore. So this really is about slowing way down with love and respect and honoring our sexuality, which is so often hidden in the shadows. We'll include stories. I share stories of my own path and also tidbits that I've learned along the way from amazing teachers and guides. So I look forward to sinking in with you all here today as we get ready to open. Let's begin with a few breaths and getting in our bodies. I invite you all to take a breath where you may be. And if for a moment, if it's possible in the world around you, to close your eyes, to sink in, invite a breath in, and feel the way your body is relating to the earth. Invite an exhale with some sound, allowing the permission of vibrating a little bit, feeling a little sound. Noticing your body and noticing how that feels as you make sound and vibrate in the physical body. Feeling the points of contact perhaps with the earth, so maybe feet, wherever you're connected, and then acknowledge through that pathway down into the earth. You can let go of any heaviness and of density, of nervousness or anxiety, maybe a little stress, maybe a little traffic. Let it go. And feel yourself notice the space that gets created. And perhaps welcoming in a bit of life, a sense of yes, more please, kind of welcoming in that breath, the inhale, light, energy, vibrancy, as you feel in your body. Letting go of what no longer serves. So with that, holding the intention of health, healing, wholeness, new perspectives, new awareness, shedding away old layers that bind and allowing your natural blissful self to be present. And with that, a breath of gratitude for taking time for you to check in, to listen, to explore, and then gently bringing your awareness back into the space around you and opening your eyes. Yay! So here we are. We're exploring today a topic that has been pretty alive in my work. And I've been exploring this path now and sharing as a sacred sexual healer and a transformational guide for something on the order of 6 years. and meeting many people and learning what is alive, what is present, what bothers, what frustrates, layers of guilt and shame, these things that come in that hold us back from being our authentic self and from being fully present and trusting our sexual energy. And some common themes that come in are related to what I want to share today. So today's topic is on male ejaculatory choice and that path and that journey and what it means and what are some possibilities in some awareness around that that can just like, I'll call it, I'll sprinkle some ingredients, I'll plant some seeds and see how they resonate. Like, whoa, was this new stuff that you hadn't heard of? Noticing maybe new ways that you can explore in your life and your sexuality. And maybe opening that door of letting go of something that you don't need to carry anymore. When I use the phrase male ejaculatory choice, that is very loaded. It's got a lot of information in it. And I'm going to talk about a few, kind of all the pieces. And I want to start by regrounding on a common thread that I share often. And that is an awareness that our bodies and who we are, we're not defined only by this physical body. So that we are vast energetic beings. We are infinite beings in finite form. And that with that comes a great deal of like awe and wonder. Like the capacity that we have as humans to tap into potential is enormous. We have vast, infinite connection into the energetic realms. And we have this sweet gift of being in a physical body, which is indeed a gift of being here in physical form, in the organism of blood and muscle and bone that we reside in and connect through. And through that, we have access to energy. And we can work with energy in different ways in our body. We can bring it in through our food or through sunlight on our skin or through breath, prana, for example. And different traditions will name all these pieces in different ways. I'm going to share with some words that I might weave in some different, I weave many traditions into my teachings. And sometimes I kind of just bring it back to what I'm noticing and feeling and some descriptors in that way. But starting with that concept that, wow, we are vast energetic beings, that opens up a lot of potential. There's a huge empowerment in that. And what comes along with that is a bit of responsibility as well and accountability for being the beings that we are and our actions and our choices. Vast choice. This is a really beautiful, empowering path and taking accountability for that. So with that as a framework, I'm going to invite one other piece. So in this phrase, male ejaculatory choice, again, a rather loaded phrase, the word male. So I want to start with, what is gender? And I've shared a bit, I have some other radio episodes, for example, that you can listen to from the archives, and yet that talk about this in more detail, and yet I feel it's really important to ground, as we're talking about this path today, that what I refer to or what I invite in gender is not just the two boxes that we often know, and literally two boxes, right? All the forms we fill out, we have to check a box, either female or male. And I want to invite, there's a whole spectrum. And then that spectrum, to sort of simplify it into a statement or two here, we have a physical body and how it identifies on a whole spectrum of possibilities. The way our physical body forms embryologically in utero and the way we're born, we can be what we might call male in terms of having a penis and testicles. We might be what we call female in terms of having a vagina, a cervix, ovaries. We might be somewhere on a spectrum of both, or feeling quite not either. And so there's the way we physically manifest, and also the way we energetically identify, like how we feel energetically, which is connected with the way our energy body is wired, I'll say. And so this, again, is a broader topic. I'm going to just leave it at that for now, that there is a spectrum of gender, and that what we're going to explore today when I say male ejaculatory choice is really about working with some things that are common to the way many beings who identify as male, who have a penis, testicles, scrotum, and other pieces of what we identify as male genitalia. And that's what I'm going to invite. And yet it is a whole spectrum. So this might identify differently for many people. So with gender spectrum, the next thing I want to talk about is there are many different, I'll use the phrase, or going deeply into that phase, right? So male ejaculatory choice. So we just touched on what I mean by male. Ejaculatory choice. So often in male sexuality, when there is that orgasmic experience, like, oh, I feel like I'm going to come, for example, or I feel like I'm going to have an orgasm, that orgasm comes along with an ejaculation, an actual experience of ejecting semen from the body. And the ejaculation, I want to offer and invite that ejaculation and orgasm are not the same event. They seem like they are because they tend to happen so close together. And so many, many people believe that it's a single event. And I want to invite they're separate events. They can be separated. And the energy of our sexuality can be moved and worked with in different ways in our body. So that gets to be what I'm talking about choice. So we might say ejaculatory choice. That means an empowering journey of exploring energy in the body in a new way, perhaps working with that sexual energy or life force energy or just that juiciness that we feel inside and allow it to be in the body, allowing it to carry with us and bring our vibrancy and aliveness and potency as we walk the planet, allowing it to heal and work with different parts of the body quite directly. And even working with that energy to manifest, to connect with source and divine, to connect with and create the world around us. So it's a very potent energy. And what I mean by ejaculatory choice is that it is a choice. And how we choose to work with that energy can vary quite a bit. So this path is sometimes heard, you may hear terms called ejaculatory mastery or ejaculatory control. And while those are also valid phrases and terms and have their own meanings, I choose choice for a reason. And that is, I believe when we put the energy around like trying to control something or to master something, that's a fairly limited point of view of what's going on the energy. It's not just that I'm going to master it and be on top of it. And it's a very hierarchical view. And I'm going to invite, let's dance with it. Let's learn with it. Let's make choices with it intentionally so that we can feel that in our body. But it's not about trying to find some end goal. That end goal is sometimes, that drive towards an end goal is sometimes the very thing that limits us from making these types of choices when we assume that there's this expectation that there's an end goal. So male ejaculatory choice, now that I've just given a lot more detail on what that means to me in terms of the phrase, let's get into what it means. So there are many different paths of sacred sexuality and traditions. I weave teachings from the Taoist, from tantric yoga, from Egyptian sexual alchemy, sacred sexual teachings from Chinese paths, including Taoist. And there are other, you know, and shamanism. Shamanism is a big part of my path. So there are other pieces of other paths that weave in as well. And the root of what I want to share is the essence of this ejaculatory choice path that I've found to be beneficial as I've been working with men and women and beings who identify all along the spectrum for some years now is... are some themes that I've noticed, and so it's pieces from different traditions, that the idea that some of the traditions speak is that our sexual energy is stored in, for women, in the ova, the egg, and for male-bodied beings, in the sperm. And so that as our sexual energy is stored there, when these leave the body, that's when we feel a bit drained or we feel this refractory period of not feeling very like just kind of want to go to sleep, that kind of sensation. And so for men, when they ejaculate and the sperm is leaving the body as part of the semen, that can tend to happen, that feeling of, oh, wow, I'm really kind of drained now and I want to just kind of check out and rebuild, restore the body, kind of asking for that. Whereas for women, when we ejaculate or when we have an orgasm, it's not the egg is not leaving the body, so that it doesn't happen then. but that in menstruation, when the egg does leave the body, shedding with the lining of the uterus, that that can be a time that we feel low or we feel tired or drained or want extra rest. And so in these practices, it's about feeling and working with this energy, drawing it into our body into different ways so that it doesn't have to be so draining or uncomfortable when either the egg or the sperm leaves the body. Now, that said, one of the fears I think that kind of comes up as I start to talk about this path with people is like, well, okay, ejaculatory choice. You mean I can never ejaculate again? Like I have to just stop? And what I want to be really clear about is no, that in the journey, to me, it's about making choices. So being conscious about those choices doesn't mean you have to never ejaculate and doesn't mean you have to always ejaculate. It's getting clear around how does the, you know, working with the energy intentionally and how does it feel in your body so that you can make a choice around it. And that ejaculation can then become a very revitalizing experience. And as I've worked with partners and teachers in this practice, I've heard things like, you know, say after 10 to 12 days of not ejaculating, I was with a partner who would make a conscious choice, like, I'm feeling like my body is ready for that. He used the analogy that said, like kind of popping the pop can, like if you pop a pop top on a can of carbonated soda or something, and it kind of goes, that it was that sense, like his body just had a little extra charge that needed to be released. And yet even after an ejaculation at that point, he felt really vibrant and lucid and relaxed and alive. It wasn't the same draining experience as when he had been ejaculating more frequently earlier in his path. So men who explore this path can start to shift it if they choose. And I'm going to talk about what I mean by that in a moment. By perhaps starting on this journey where they're ejaculating daily or even multiple times a day, and maybe then making choices that work with this energy differently so that the ejaculation choice comes in more like 2 or 3 times a week, maybe 2 to 3 times a month, or maybe more like 2 to 3 times a quarter of the year. And that by making those choices and noticing the way their body felt revitalized and good and alive and the way they could carry their energy through their day, just really delighting in that choice as a positive, beneficial energy for their bodies. And that said, there are other benefits to it as well. So the benefits of this practice can be, again, feeling more vibrant and alive, rejuvenating the body, feeling younger, and frankly, also extending lovemaking. So it's not only about just like, let's last longer to enjoy more time in bed. And yet, wow, that's a really sweet benefit as well, to really enjoy pleasure and enjoy sensation with yourself or with a partner that can be really revitalizing for everybody involved. So it's a really beautiful practice. And it comes with a few things I want to also speak about. So first of all, the nature of the concept of this, no matter which tradition is speaking it, is the idea to transmute the energy from the sexual center, from the sexual organs, into working with it in the body in some new ways. And there are some techniques with the pelvic floor, with muscular movement, with movement in the spine and undulations, with breath, with sound. So breath, sound, movement, and touch. There are techniques in working with the energy so that it draws that energy into other places of the body. Once these techniques get practiced, and it's a practice, right? So as I share, I teach about this work with men, with women for that matter as well, in a different way or with for their partners, that this is a quality, it's the intention of drawing again that energy into the body to be filling the body with pleasure and sensation and excitement. So some things that can come up for that are different qualities of kind of questions. You know, let's say a male partner starts this practice, that I always encourage speaking it with any partners that they're engaging with the practice with. And there's a few reasons for that, like speaking the intention, like I'm choosing to work with my energy differently. This is what that looks like for me. can we join in this together? Can we delight and share in this path together? The reason being that it can cause some frustration or uncertainty or feelings of not being good enough from the partner. So women who perhaps are partnering with the male who don't really understand what's going on, and now the male partner is choosing to recirculate energy and not ejaculate, that can feel almost like, well, wait, why can't I make you come? Am I not good enough to invite or invoke that? And so the repatterning, if we speak with some clarity right up front, it can be such a sweet, sweet gift for both partners, or as many partners are engaged in the practice, that like, oh, what a sweet gift to actually consciously move this energy together, and to know that, no, it's not a blame or a fault or anything of the other partner. It's a choice, and that the partners get to benefit in that choice, because it can be a delightful extension of pleasure and sensation for everyone involved. Yet if it's sort of being kind of done without that full awareness, it can cause this question and these murky territories of muddy, cloudy things that haven't really been spoken. Those are pieces of what really shadow our sexuality. It comes up a lot, all sorts of shadowy bits. And something that wasn't even the intention of being secretive, or wasn't even the intention of being hidden, can, with that murkiness, feel that way and then be read that way and cause some stress and strain in terms of the energy sharing and the relationship process of connection with another person. So really bringing clarity to all of this and just talking about the things that make us nervous, or something we're afraid of, or if we're nervous about exploring this path, but we're not really sure if we're, quote, doing it right. Like, speaking all that can just help the whole body go, and relax. And then just take all the pressure off of needing to plan anything in particular with your partner and delight in it with them. So it's really, really about listening to your body, and also listening when you feel those cloudy things in the space around you, like to speak them and to let them clear and let them be heard. So with that, we're going to come back after a short break to explore a little bit deeper on this topic of male ejaculatory choice.
Thank you, Leslie. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is October 21st, 2014, and you are listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie, give us a call at 646-378-0378. And once again, if you have any questions and would like to speak with Leslie, please give us a call at 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay! Thanks. Thank you, Courtney. And yeah, so we've been exploring a bit this morning about male ejaculatory choice, the concept of being energy bodies, and physical bodies, and the delight of the two. Sometimes they don't match, by the way. They can feel different. So that quality of gender spectrum. But in the path of male ejaculatory choice, really touching on how different approaches and traditions weave into the journey, that as we're using techniques with breath, sound, and movement, and touch, we can bring that energy up and work with it differently in the body. And the benefits of this path that can really let ourselves feel more alive, vibrant, and present in the world, and connect deeply with our partners. And a few other benefits that I'm going to touch on in a moment. So we mentioned briefly, I talked about cluing our partner in, you know, opening up and being intentional in our choice and walking it with a partner to really together open and expand the possibilities even further. That said, we don't have to explore and this path with a partner. So men who don't feel like they have an intimate partner they can share this journey with, that still it's a beautiful journey for self-practice and for stepping into your own power and confidence and aliveness and vibrancy in life. It's so deeply connected. Our sexual energy is the seed of our authentic power. And when we can trust and go into our pelvis with this awareness and really reconnect with this part of our body, it can really reset our roots and our connection with the earth in a way that supports the opening of the rest of our body, our hearts and our minds and our voice, for example, stepping into our power. All of that is supported by connecting deeply at the root and reconnecting deeply at the root with our very basis of foundation, the earth and the energy of the earth. It is how we're connected together with the consciousness on this planet, which gets into some other deep topics. So there are a couple of common, I'll call them common issues that men have reached out to me about, and also I've heard and seen in other situations. And I want to invite that even the words, the boxes we put on these issues or these questions can be really limiting right there. So, for example, premature ejaculation or delayed ejaculation, even things like erectile dysfunction. So these phrases have been used to commonly describe some themes in what some men have noticed in their path of sexuality in their life. I want to invite, even if you feel like one of those descriptors is appropriate for you in the moment, that it doesn't mean you have to sit in that box forever. So using the phrases may help communicate, may help, you know, as kind of explore getting to some ways to resolve. But these types of issues are not something that we have to go, oh, I have that, and now I'm in it forever. Like, I'm very clear about that. This is totally a path of releasing boxes, totally a path of releasing boxes. So even if you're feeling, wow, I don't have an erection the way I want to anymore, or wow, I'm ejaculating so fast, I feel embarrassed and ashamed. I don't feel like I can even become intimate with a partner because I'm worried how it might be perceived. Tremendous amount of, and delayed ejaculation, to speak to that for a moment, which is more of like having a problem letting go into ejaculating, letting go into having an orgasm, which is a practice of surrender. And there can be deep, deep guilt and shame swirling around our sexuality as men and women, that when that has patterned into the way that our brains and the neurons in our brains fire, so as we may have heard before, neurons that fire together, wire together, that, you know, these, we have experiences that will wire certain situations to really strike in like a specific pattern. And really what all of these issues are about, premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, delayed ejaculation, all these things can be repatterned and rewritten. And in most cases can be shifted completely and released from the body and really moved through. There are sometimes where there are some other outside factors that are involved. And again, I believe even when these outside factors like medications and things are involved, we have ways of reconnecting with our body so that things can shift, whether or not there is a point where some of those medications can be released, you know, as you're working with the prescriber of that. Like, don't do that without checking in with your doctor that prescribed them and following a path with that person. But there are ways to release these things from our body and reconnect with our wholeness. And it's quite a journey. It's a powerful journey. Things like delayed ejaculation, I'll say, often is a result of fears. Sometimes there's a deep-seated fear in getting pregnant, right? So I can't ejaculate right now. I can't ejaculate because if I do, I could potentially get us pregnant, and so I better not. So there can be a fear around that for men and women. There can be a fear that am I doing it right? Am I satisfying my partner? Am I pleasuring my partner? And that if I ejaculate too fast, they're going to yell at me or make me feel ashamed. And actually, having had received that type of treatment in the past, worried that it's going to happen in the future, even if it's not in the moment with this current partner. So there's all sorts of old patterning that can happen that can shift how the body feels and how the patterning in the brain will respond to working with certain energy. One example can be if that sexual energy really starts to charge to that point where maybe in the past you felt shut down because someone said, you know, yelled or shamed or did some sort of like, oh, you're not a good person kind of response, then that energy got patterned in with that response and it can feel that way much later, even if you're not in a situation where that's happening in the moment. So these old patterns, like they store in the body and our sexual center stores deep, deep, deep stuff. We have quite an intelligent body, tremendous wisdom in our body. And what that means is it carries around some stuff that we can learn from and let go of and transmute and change. So the beauty is all of those pieces are, you know, are layers. They're layers that we can, as we feel and connect with who we are and feel better about ourselves, it gives us a new place of resource to sort of let some old layers go and let old things go. Releasing that guilt and shame, for example, in our sexuality and our patterning, we can really, through this path of ejaculatory choice and through the path of sacred sexuality, which is really about intentionally coming into awareness of our own bodies and then making intentional choices and coming into contact with another, that we can be witnessed and seen and celebrated in our delight and our pleasure. And that is another piece, like really celebrating letting go. If delayed ejaculation, for example, is a problem, to really work with feeling safe in a partner to let go and be celebrated in that, like, whee, delighted, honored, and go, you know, like we can start to let go of these patterns that are being held in the body and really let ourselves trust that pleasure is good and okay. So all of these pieces, this path of male ejaculatory choice, that it's about connecting with energy in the body, that it's about working with that energy through some breath techniques, sound, movement, touch, that these, through various facets of these in certain points in working with the energy, you can shift how an ejaculation may happen. So what might start to happen as you build and raise the energy, so that the idea is really sort of one of the practices, which I'll call like the big draw, which is from Mantak Chia's work, is inhaling and drawing the energy up in the body, doing perhaps a clench in the pelvic floor muscles, and the pelvic floor muscles being that hammock, that web of muscle at the root of the body that you can feel as you engage or clench and stop the flow of urine, for example. For men, you might know it as flexing an erect penis. Kegel clenches is another way that it can be named, and for men and women. So this clench in the pelvic floor, as you inhale, clenching that pelvic floor to sort of bounce or invite the energy to come up the body, and then exhale, letting it spread and course through the body. And there are some other details and specifics to how the energy flows and some details to those techniques that are a piece of what deepening in this journey is about. And I do teach and share on this journey as well, if that's ever of interest. My website at mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, you can see more information about that there, either classes or private sessions. But the idea that we can start to empower ourselves to work with this energy differently through these concepts and ways of spreading it, and then taking that practice with you and starting to practice. So the people who I work with who take these practices into their life and walk them, like live and breathe and shift the awareness of how they're working with energy at a whole life practice, makes a huge difference in meeting the intention of what they're looking to seek in this journey. So if part of what they were exploring was releasing premature ejaculation or delayed ejaculation or shifting erectile dysfunction, those the people who take the practices and work with them in their life really, really find big differences in how their bodies feel and how they can actually release these frustrating issues and concerns from their lives, from their bodies, from their patterning. So yay you! We all have this power of connecting with these qualities and these concepts in our body. And it can be a really, again, powerful journey to feel and connect with those benefits. So let's take a breath. Let's feel a moment, a practice of connecting with the pelvic floor to feel this area of the body that I'm talking about. So if you choose, slowing down, closing the eyes, and feeling what it's like to relax in the belly, relax in the butt, the buttocks, thighs. So if you're standing, feeling your feet connected with the earth, but softening in the legs, you're not locked out of the skeleton. If you're seated, finding a way where your spine can be erect and free and alert, yet comfortable and easy, the head sort of sweetly balanced at the top of the spine, and the pelvis in a neutral, easy place where you're actually engaging with the sit bones at the bottom of the body instead of tucked way under onto the tail. And just notice, often the way we sit is tucked way, way under, where our tail and our tailbone are really scooched underneath the body. And what would it be like to maybe take the flesh of the tush and shift it back a little bit so that you can tilt that pelvis in a way that the sit bones and the rails, the ramus bones of the pelvis, have a little bit of a rocker area to engage with the earth of the seat. So for me, I'm noticing I sit on a Zafu, which is a meditation cushion. I happen to be sitting on that right now. And so I can really find and feel that place where when I sat in more traditional chairs, it's a really awkward place to find. And usually what it means is bringing your back away from the chair, even if you're in a straight back chair, and sitting up towards the edge of the seat and letting your body rock in a way to feel the connection of your root through that contact to the floor. And then notice again, like if you're tightening in the belly, that is also going to pull away from this spaciousness that I'm inviting in the pelvis. If you're tightening in the buttocks or trying to protect or tuck under the tail, that's going to take you away from this easy, neutral place in the pelvis that is possible. So just notice how you're positioned. And then as you do, bring awareness to, and I invite, you can often, and I'll invite this in my classes and such, touch your body if you feel like that's safe and comfy at the moment. Touch the front center of your body just above genitals where you can feel your pubic bone. It's this bony protrusion. And that's just above the genitals, so above the penis for men and above the clitoris and labia and such for women. That bony protrusion is two pubic bones coming together with a little cartilage in between. So it's not even one fused bone. There's movement there that becomes important. And in the back where your spine dips down to your sacrum and your tailbone, you can feel where the tailbone or the coccyx sort of dips in to the pelvic area as well. And up inside this front and back area is where the pubococcygeus muscles or the pelvic floor attaches. And it also attaches in those sit bone places I was just referring to, feeling contact at your seat. So you can feel those as well and even palpate those with hands to feel where the bony protrusions that you sit on are. So that those four points, the pubic bone in the front, sit bone at the left, tailbone behind, sit bone at the right, think of that as forming four points that the pelvic floor attaches into. And then you can feel what's it like to lift the pelvic floor as if you're clenching or drawing together. You think of it as drawing together the front and the back of the body, or lifting as if you're lifting a silk scarf up into the central channel of the body. But that clench, that lift, is part of some of the techniques of working with drawing energy up the body and our sexual energy for men and women. And you might notice after you lift, can you relax and let it soften? And then maybe even from a deep, relaxed place, can you Can you do a little bloom down and out as if your perineal area is sort of kissing down towards the earth or kissing against the place you're sitting? That blooming down action is one that I found really unavailable for a lot of years. Like, I didn't even know it was possible. I didn't even know to even think about it as something to consider, let alone inquire whether it was possible. Like, it just was never even in the realm of my awareness. And then I gave birth, and still, you know, I thought I was pushing and bearing down and pushing my daughter out. And the reality was, I think I was pulling and holding her in more than pushing. Like, that really started to wake me up that there was another direction here, and I had not known it. After that time, my body started a lot of waking up after birth, and that's when I started to notice it. And then I started to connect with female ejaculation and frankly, the empowering practice of letting go in my body that involved this other direction in my pelvic floor. And that all became new territory and just, you know, whoo, kind of cracked me wide open, like woke me up. There is so much more to my pelvis than I had ever, ever known. So as you're in this moment inquiring within your pelvis, just notice, can you clench it? Can you relax it? Can you maybe bloom down or press down a little bit and just feel as if you're bouncing or bearing down into a trampoline, you know, that the downstroke into a trampoline where it kind of blooms down towards the earth. And just see what that feels like. And with all of this work, really acknowledging that it's okay, that it's we're all in different places in our bodies, and starting to notice with the theme, one of the big themes in my work is inquiry, like letting yourself inquire in your body to learn from it. Because it's not just about what me or anybody else says outside of you, but our own experience of listening to what our body has to say. So how these things resonate and how they land can vary differently from person to person. And I'll invite, like, there are changes that we can go through in our life, and it's really empowering to know we don't have to feel limited by a box or a label that we maybe identify with in a moment. Like, don't even put that label on. Just go, oh, I noticed something just happened. Maybe I can notice something different next. So with a deep, deep gratitude for sharing this awareness in your pelvis and just kind of listen, bringing yourself back into awareness of the world around you. And allow an exhale. And we're going to take another short break and be back for some final pieces of sacred sexuality.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. The 2014-2015 Mystery School Year of Sacred Sexuality classes are now announced. See the calendar under offerings for dates and details and to register. Next up is the Sacred Sexuality Shamanic Apprenticeship. See details on the website or reach out to Leslie with any questions. The best way to get announcements about upcoming classes is to subscribe to the email newsletter, about 1 to 2 per month, link available under contact at the website. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering, Sunday, November 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at a Temple Gathering. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome and not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information available at the website under offerings. And now I'd like to return you to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. And thank you all for listening in, for exploring today, whether live in this moment or later in the recording, that we're all kind of spiraling together on this journey of sacred sexuality and today's journey with male ejaculatory choice. I want to invite that it is a choice, that it's not about mastering or conquering or being sort of in control of, but instead about being conscious of and intentional with and knowing that you have the power to make those choices and changes and delight in who you are and in your body. You also have the power to release limiting beliefs, things that no longer serve, things that hold us back from being alive and who we are. So I'm going to invite in this closing meditation a bit of awareness, a question to take with you. This is an inquiry. Again, the theme, much of my work, inquiry, inviting for a moment a question that can start to reveal a lot about our sexual history and patterns and what we notice in the body. And I invite you to sit with, what was it like to experience your earliest sexual experiences? So sitting with that question, what did those feel like? What were the first times you noticed your sexual energy? Sometimes it's in self-touch and play as a child. Sometimes it's very abusive situations or traumas. Sometimes it's in that early exploration with a partner. And sometimes it's much, much later and in different ways. So it's notice what some of these first times felt like. Were they happy and educated and alive and expansive and felt good and proud of who you are? Or did you notice things like shame or I'm doing something wrong or I shouldn't feel this way, I'm a bad person? There are all sorts of things that can weave in those early times that we connect with our bodies and our sexuality. And often they're in the shadowy realms. We were trained or taught that touching ourselves is bad or that something bad is going to happen if we touch our genitals or our bodies. And I want to invite releasing those limiting patterns and beliefs. That we're allowed to be alive, we're allowed to feel good, we're allowed to connect with our full vibrancy of our sexual presence and energy that is our life force and how we walk in the world. And then we're empowered to make the choices that feel safe and good for us and honor the people and honor ourselves and the people around us with deep love and respect. So slowing down, listening in, and noticing what's emerging rather than getting caught up in the moment of a lot of charge that then disconnects us from making conscious choices, which is often what will happen. So notice those old patterns. Notice that awareness of what your earliest sexual experiences were like. And let yourself notice if it illuminates a pattern of thread through your awareness into the today world. And witness that. Are there ways, something in there that can be released, something that could be seen a little bit differently? And give yourself permission to rewrite that story. Give yourself permission to release it from your body and to delight in who you are. I notice, as I have explored that in the past, a theme that has come up for me and many, many others is not that it felt spacious or alive or educated or that I felt good about or encouraged to touch my body. Instead, it was, hurry up and clean up before mom finds out. So just notice if that theme comes in, that is a very strong pattern of, okay, I have to hurry up. I need to race. I need to reach some sort of finish. There is an outcome, a goal, an end point. So I better do that and I better do it fast. That it's presuming that it's a bad thing, that it's presuming that it might be a dirty thing, that our body is dirty or we shouldn't be touching ourselves. It's also presuming secrecy and hiding and darkness are all important in that, instead of being big and wide and open and alive in the energy. So hiding it, squashing it, contracting it. So a lot of contractive bound energy can get tied up into our sexual essence through this type of patterning. And it may not have even been that anything that mom or dad did was so overt. It just wasn't really talked about. So it can be quite scary to go there. We assume that we shouldn't be doing anything. So all of these different flavors, just notice which ones, how it resonates for you. And then an invitation to repattern. To repattern that you are beautiful. You're important. You're healthy. You're alive. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel good. It's okay to feel pleasure. You're a good person as you receive pleasure. You're allowed to be on this planet. You deserve to be alive and filled with bliss and filled with pleasure. And that you're safe, capable. You're connected. And you're never alone. That you're loved. And you're important. All of these things are true. And letting yourself notice and invite and receive into the sponge-like tissue of the beautiful body you are in, receive those beautiful gifts of awareness, of affirming life and love. And notice the ones that may not feel so healthy and let them begin to unwind. And then on this path today of male ejaculatory choice, perhaps stepping into that journey and delighting in what it feels like. So what does it feel like to explore your energy in a new way? And not to shut it down or turn it off. Here's an important point. That on the path of ejaculatory choice doesn't mean that we go, oh, I feel really good, but now I need to think about baseball stats and turn it off or shut it down so that I don't, quote, come or I don't have an ejaculatory orgasm. And I want to invite, no, it's okay. It's okay to feel that energy. And it's okay to feel vibrant and alive and work with these techniques that will help shift it and stay present with it instead of disconnect from it or try to shut it down. So delighting in this, walking with this inquiry, seeing how it dances for you. And then with the breath of gratitude for yourselves, for your body, for your being, for being on this planet, for the walking this path. The divine light in me sees and honors the divine light in all. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is a private temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we want to wish you a very happy day and a wonderful October.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.